This is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM in Toronto. Our guest today is Victoire Ingabire Umuhoza. She is in Rwanda. She is a internationally known political activist and a fighter for freedom in Rwanda. Spent 8 years in prison, recently released in September, and is continuing her struggle. The organization is the United Democratic Forces, I believe. Victoire, welcome to the show. Thank you for coming.
Okay, thank you too for your invitation.
You have been fighting for political space within the country of Rwanda, as has Diane Rwigara, and the international attention has been increasingly focused on your efforts. And you, as my understanding is, you're focusing now on a desire to open a dialogue. Can you talk about that? I understand a group called Platform 5 has been writing to the Rwandan government asking for dialogue. Could you talk about that?
Yes. I want to talk about it, yes. First of all, I want to explain what P5. P5 is a coalition of five political parties of opposition in Rwanda. But the majority of these parties are outside in Rwanda because there is no room for dissident voice inside Rwanda. I am the only leader of this party who are inside the country. And as you know, I was in prison for 8 years. This is not easy to really to lead opposition inside Rwanda. And the members of all political parties are from different ethnic groups, Hutus, Tutsis, and Twa. And some of them, they were members of RPF, and the current political party in the power in Rwanda. The others had the responsibility in the government for Habyarimana, the prior regime before the RPF. But other members are also new, like me. I can say that we are a new generation in a politician, new generation politician in Rwanda. These all are members of the five political parties. And I think that all Rwandans are representative in our coalition. Why now I are asking the dialogue? Many years we ask the opening of political space in Rwanda, but the government responds that they can't open it because they are afraid that we can again have war in Rwanda or genocide. Mm-hmm. Now, after I was released, I think maybe we have to find other way to have the political space in Rwanda. The other way is to sit together with the government to discuss about the different problems we have inside Rwanda, among them to open the political space. If we sit together and we talk frankly, we can find the way to build this opposition, because the opposition, we want to build in a country. This is the opposition that we did not destroy it, what the government achieved, because they say we can't open because we are afraid that opposition will destroy what we build in the country. That is not true. But if they are afraid for us, we ask, now we can sit together and we can talk. This is why we are asking dialogue.
Mm-hmm. And your position is it's an all-inclusive one, right? In other words, it is not dangerous. It is actually contributes to security, does it not? That if all voices are heard, people who obey the law and call for peaceful, nonviolent progress.
Yes, you are right. You are right. Because, as you know, if you take a look at the history in our country, every time that it has time to change the power, there is always the bloodbath in Rwanda. I think it is time to end this cycle of violence in my country. And the only solution we have is to sit together and to talk about the other different problems we have in our country. And I am convinced that the dialogue between different actors among Rwandans can bring us to build a lasting development and stability in our country.
And there are also, the country of Rwanda is experiencing growing tension, not only internally, but it also has some problems with its neighbors. How would this process that you're proposing contribute to solving that?
Yes, true. The Rwanda now has problems with the neighbors' countries, with Burundi, with Uganda, with the RDC, Standard. We have the problem with our neighbors' country, and we think if we set up the power, that will be under the control of the Rwandan people, or that they, not the military that are still in power today. I think that will be a good solution to have lasting stability in the Great Lakes region. This is why we ask the many countries who support the current government in our country to treat Rwanda as they do with the other country in Great Lakes, because they put pressure, the Burundi, the pressure, RDC, to ask the dialogue among the government and the opposition. But they don't ask nothing to Rwanda, but they know that Rwanda is the one of the factor of the instability in the Great Lakes.
Now, this proposal, and it came from Platform 5. People can find this, by the way, on the internet. I urge people to go and read it. There was first a letter from Platform 5, I believe, in last July, and now there's been a second letter. What has the government said in response to the Platform 5 proposal?
The Rwandan government, until today, they don't want to respond to us. I remember a few days ago, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, the journalist, asked him about our request, and he said, I don't know these people. But I found that it is a basis reaction, because he knows that we are Rwandans. He knows where we were. He can't say that he don't know what yes. These people who ask dialogue with the government.
Perhaps he's new to the job.
Him.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. I said perhaps he's new to the job. He's not... You say you're unaware of certain people.
Maybe, but it is a matter, because if we go back in the history of RPF, in the beginning when they began the war, they asking that the right was not respected. And I remember that the prior Minister of Foreign Affairs, who were there in the time, he said, I don't recognize them, I don't see nobody there, there is nobody. And it is... I can't understand that the Minister of RPF responds the same way as the Minister of the regime of Habyarimana. I can't understand, because if there is one person who can understand it, it's the President Kagame and his regime, because they know that they asked the dialogue, then they asked to come back to the country, the regime of there refused them. And they know that now all leaders of this political party are outside the country. Mm-hmm. Any place to ask or to hear what they are asking, they respond that we don't know them, we don't mm-hmm. recognize them, they are a criminal, they are a terrorist, they say all bad things about them, mm-hmm. but that is not the solution of the problem we have inside the Rwanda. They know better than others what happened if you refuse mm-hmm. your people their rights. Mm-hmm. Because they did it in 1993. They did it. They take weapons and they begun the war. And I can't understand that now they do the same. They refuse the right on Rwandan people who are outside the country.
Mm-hmm. The government is not responding, and the media of internally to the country of Rwanda, they have not sought to talk to you or to report on this, is that right?
Of course, there are some there, but they are not in the media from inside. Mm-hmm. But the Voice of America, of course, we have the branch who speak in Rwandese. They have a journalist here. I talked to them last Friday about it.
I'm very interested in that, if I could ask you, because that was a Kinyarwanda broadcast, and so the I'm sorry to say I don't speak Kinyarwanda, but could you describe that a little bit? What were they interested in, and what did you have to tell the Voice of America Kinyarwanda service?
Yes, what I told them is that the government had to accept this dialogue because it is the only way we have to solve our problem in our country. We felt that the people should take weapons to begin the war in Rwanda. Because what the government now say it is afraid to open political space that the people will maybe destroy what they build. But now we bid them a good way to solve this problem. Mm-hmm. If they refuse, that means that they really don't want to hear nothing about Rwanda's people. And this is why I invite all Rwandans to take in the hand their responsibility and to be in control of their fate. Because I cannot sit down and think that we have only to follow what the RPF is asking.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking to Victoire Ingabire Umahoza, United Democratic Forces, part of the Platform 5 group of opposition. And I wonder, there has been changes or some movement in the region. I'd like your comment on that. Ethiopia, major power state in the to your north and east, mm-hmm. They recently gone through a serious, I'd say, profound democratic alteration of their system. Do you find that encouraging, or what do you make of that?
Yes, I find it encouraging. That is why I hope that President Kagame will take really his responsibility, historical responsibility, and ask to solve the problem in our country by the dialogue. Because the Ethiopia is doing it now. There is many political opposition who are in the prison. All political who are refugees, they are come back in the country. They can freely move in the country. They can freely talk. There's no problem. I hope that the current government in Rwanda will take the example of the Ethiopian, because they have a good relation. And I hope that they will use this relation and to do what the Ethiopian is doing it now.
Yeah. Yes, they're historically somewhat close. I remember in the early years of the RPF government, we were always hearing about their ties to Ethiopia and Eritrea.
Yes, they have a good relation.
Mm-hmm. So again, that's, I suppose, a heartening, somewhat heartening development. Now, this issue, you mentioned the release of political prisoners. There, while you and Diane Wigara are not in prison, there are yet many, many political prisoners in Rwanda. Is that right?
Yes, we had, for example, the member of my political party, we have nine, and one is missing. The vice president is still missing. We asked the Rwanda Collection Service and the Rwanda Investigation Bureau mm-hmm. to looking for him and to bring him back. I hope that they will do it.
This is
and the other members mm-hmm. are still waiting the judgment because they are in the prison 1 year without the judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And they are in Mushaidi. They were there many years. And they are Dr. Nitegeka. Mm-hmm. And they are also Mozayo. Also, there was a member. He worked for the East Africa Community Parliament when he was arrested. And uh-huh. he is still in the judgment. Mm-hmm. They accused him that he was in contact with some member of opposition outside,
mm-hmm.
and that he spread the rumors. That is the accusation, standard accusation for everybody in opposition.
Mm-hmm.
This, I hope that really Rwanda will take example of Ethiopia.
Uh-huh. Further on that of political prisoners and the threat of jail for people who speak out in the Rigara case, I'm reading that that case has come to a conclusion with her They haven't made a decision, but...
But the decision will be taken on 6th December.
Uh-huh. Can you circulate books, pamphlets, journals on behalf of the Platform 5 in Rwanda?
No, the journalists can't. They can't openly talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And because, for example, you know that Nyamwasa is one of the members of the P5, and the government see him as a terrorist. If you talk about it, if they talk about it, it's mm-hmm. not loudly.
Uh-huh. And again, we are speaking to Victoire Ingabire Umahoza, and the... Everyone would like to know you, how is your status? How are you faring? Are you in good health? And are you able to get?
Yes, I am in a good health. I feel me secure.
Mm-hmm.
It's, sometimes there are some people who follow me on a motor or in the car, but it is not every day like in 2010. In 2010, it was every day mm-hmm. that they follow me everywhere I go.
Mm-hmm.
In the last days, I see that sometimes they follow me everywhere I go, but it's not every day.
Mm-hmm. And and you did some volunteer work. I saw a picture of you working with others. What was that?
Work with the others, you mean the other member of the opposition?
The volunteer work that goes on in the country, where people go and help clear the streets and that sort of thing. I saw a photograph. I wanted to ask you about it.
Mm-hmm. You saw the photograph of?
Of you and others with hoes and... rakes doing volunteer work.
Yes. Umuganda. We call them Umuganda. Yes, I go there. It is one time in a month, the last Saturday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
I participate in because it is a good occasion to meet my neighbors. It is a good occasion to talk with everybody that people really feel free to talk with me because in the beginning they was afraid to talk to me. But now I think I was there. It was the first time I was there. And now everybody talk about it. With me, there's no more afraid. I can talk with everybody. No, I go there and I do it with pleasure. Umuhoza, it means to console people who have we have a problem to come and help to mm-hmm. the people in the problem. This is what I mean in my name.
That's, you were blessed with a great name.
thank you.
Victoire Ingabire Umahoza, United Democratic Forces, Platform 5. It's a great pleasure to have talked to you, and we wish you the best.
Okay, thank you. It was a pleasure.